Good morning, everybody. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus, as I am every Wednesday on this, as David described, pretty awesome, crisp, very fall-like Wednesday morning. Giving you a little rundown of what to expect at the end of the week. Tomorrow, NBAT Director of Partnerships, Marty Vanier, will be in. Governor's Military Council, Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Friday is going to be a little different on In Focus. Again, Thursday and Friday with Kathy Dawes. Friday will be a little short, and we'll have pregame for K-State volleyball at 9:30. But before we get to that, we'll have Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege, and also Stephen Graham, the Assistant to the Dean and Director of the College of Agriculture. But right now, we're going to talk some schools. I am here with, and I'm going to do this every time we have folks from school on, every time. It's a classic day.
Every time. Well, you know, I have a different interpretation of what classic is. Now, you know, back in May, we did Schools Out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, there's that's classic. Saved by the Bell.
It's classic for my people.
Yeah, what's that?
That's a whole... That's a millennial thing, right?
That voice you just heard was Manhattan Ogden USD 3D3 School Board Superintendent Marvin Wade. Hopefully, we'll have Dave Colburn in today. But Marvin, welcome.
Thank you, Brady. Good to be here as always.
Indeed, and you got a school board meeting tonight. You're what, about 2 weeks into the school year?
We are. It's going real well. And like you said, we've got a board meeting tonight at 6:30, the regular time for our board meetings, there at the district office at 2031 Points Avenue.
All right. And a lot to talk about, including a topic that has been coming up a lot lately, and maybe we'll get a little bit of an endpoint on.
Yes, that's the plan tonight. I mean, and maybe I'll get to we can get to that here pretty quick.
Sure.
Let me, if I can, go over a couple other things on the agenda. Just
sure. Well, we got people teased now, so
that's right. We'll keep them on the line for a couple more minutes at least. But we do have other business tonight besides the one issue. It's the mascot issue. Okay, but some other items that we've got on the agenda. We don't have any special recognitions tonight. Normally we do, but we don't have any slated for tonight. Something a little bit different than normal is the board always wants comments from citizens, from community members, and the board will take comments tonight, but they're not going to take any more input about the issue, about the MHS committee recommendations or the mascot. That the board's got a lot of input over the past several months about that, and board members are ready to have, they've been deliberating, they're ready to have their conversations and take action tonight. So there's not going to be any citizen comments about that topic. A couple other things on the agenda as I look through it. We have it's called Individual Development Plan Points Approval. We've got this is pretty neat in Kansas, that there's Kansas Professional Learning Program Guidelines. That's what staff have to do in order to prepare themselves, their continuing education. And everybody has to earn points to keep their license up. And we've got district goals, building goals, and then people have their individual goals that they have their administrators approve and they work toward. And there's all kinds of opportunities for people to get to earn points doing things that directly pertain with the learning and development of students. So we've got one of the things I really like about it is we've got a data management system where people can go online, get approval, do the work, get approval afterwards that they actually completed the work, and keep track of that whole system. And we've got a big committee, it's called the Professional Learning Council, that keeps track of who earns the points and making sure that everybody keeps up on their licensure. And it might not sound exciting, but for people in the field to have opportunities to get the right kind of learning for the things we're doing as a district and to do it in some cases on their own time is really valuable. So one of the reports tonight is about how many points have been earned by people in the district to keep their license up. So that's one of the things on the agenda. Another item was we've got several different student groups making requests to go places to again, enhance their learning. That there's Skills USA. It's a trip to a conference in Columbus, Nebraska, which helps them with communication, interpersonal skills, things that employers look for. And what they'll do is they go to this training for 3.5 days, learn how to run all of their meetings for the entire year, so that the people that are in the organization can learn the most they can by being in that organization. And it builds on our career and technical education competencies.
A little bit of par law in there, I assume?
There is. There's a lot of different things that they're going to cover. There's also the FFA trip to the national convention. They've been involved in state and local activities, but it's been a while since they've gone to the national. So they want to go to Indiana.
I was about to ask, when I was in FFA, we went... We went every year when I was there, and it was in Louisville, Kentucky then. But it's in Indianapolis now.
This year it's in Indianapolis, okay. Yes. And then there's also the journalism trip to the national conference in Dallas, Texas, which some of these are they're competitions, kind of like the FFA. There's competitions that our students get to go and see how their skills and abilities match up with students from other places in the country. So there's learning opportunities, but there's also competition opportunities for the kids. So those are three of the items on the agenda. We've also got donations. We always like to call attention to the fact that people contribute to, that people are very generous in our community to help with the learning opportunities. So a couple of the donations we've got is $1,000 cash donation from Marlatt Elementary's PTO to Marlatt Elementary for the purchase of educational apps for iPads. A $12,000 cash grant from Riley County's Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for student fees. And a $500 cash donation from Christine Atkinson to the USD 383 FIT program to purchase supplies. So that totals $13,500 that allows us to better serve the students and families of our community.
And we do have a call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Couple of questions. I've followed the school board for about 50 years, approximately. And I was wondering when the policy was changed that we could pick and choose when the public can't speak. I don't understand why people would even come to the meeting if they just have to sit there on their hands and not say anything. That's my first question. The second one is, I think just the last time that the people were on here, they said that the mascot deal was not going to change, that the deal was over, and it was, in other words, put to bed. We weren't going to talk about it anymore. Well, I'd like to know who brought it back up again, why we're still discussing it. It's upsetting the public. It's upsetting the students. It's upsetting the people in the area. It's upsetting graduates. I've had emails from all over the nation. It's upsetting a lot of people. Why don't we just put it to bed, forget it, go on? Whoever brought it up, wherever they came from, maybe they need to go back there and cause trouble. I'll hang up and listen to your two answers. Thank you.
And Marvin, if you could just answer that in two sentences, though. I'm just kidding. Okay. Go right.
well, the first sentence would be, there might be some commas and things in this, but the first one is, it is unusual for the board to not take comments. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up today, that this is a different practice than we normally do. And it's for management of the meeting, that we've had lots of input, as the caller said. There's been lots of emails. There's been letters to the editors. There's been countless conversations. The board members have heard both sides. They've given this matter the due diligence that, and I'm speaking for the board here a little bit, but I don't think the board wants to come and have a last-ditch effort to sway their vote by either side or have a repeat of what we had at the forum in December or in November over in Rezac, that it could be a very long meeting when really what the board wants to do is do what the caller said on the second issue. The second question, and that's get to the issues that the committee made the recommendations on, take action, and move on from this. So that's the reason they're going to limit the comments, would be so that they can get to the issue. People are welcome to come to the meeting. We're not trying to block the community that way. We just want to make sure that they can get to the issue without it being a tremendous amount of time prior to that, listening to comments that will probably just reiterate things people have already said.
Because you have had open comment on this in previous
meetings,
I believe.
Yes, there's been a lot of conversation, and at previous meetings people have come and spoken during this public comment. So it's people can paint it however they want. It's not an attempt at censorship. It's again, management of the meeting. The second piece about the mascot issue is, I've heard this. Why has it even been brought up? Some citizens came to the board prior to my arrival, said that they wanted to revisit, and it has come up. I think every time there's a new superintendent, it comes up, and it was brought up that people had feelings that it was disrespectful, other things. Asked the board if they would consider revisiting it. Six of the seven board members said they were willing to. So the board, and I won't go over all the details. This is a lot more than one sentence.
But, well, I figured
be. They went through the process, decided to have the committee, but they did make the motion in at the December 7th meeting about. And this is one of the things I think is really confusing. I'm sorry. I mean, it's confusing that the name and the image of the Indians stay at MHS. It's, Manhattan High School Indians. And there's two recognized drawings or images of the Indian. And those are staying. It's the mascot. It's what students can dress as,
which you don't have actually.
We don't really have, because it's been decided in the past that people won't wear headdress, they won't carry they won't do those things that sometimes are done with an Indian name or image. So the students have not had a mascot that they, we've talked before about the Casey Wolf, those kind of things, that we just don't have a mascot. So some of the items on that the board's going to look at. It's not changing the Indians. It's do they want the committee recommendations of naming the commons area at Manhattan High School after Frank Printup.
And you know what, Marvin, I'll pause you there.
Yeah.
We're kind of overdue for a break.
Oh,
and
gosh,
on the other side of the break,
it.
Let's go over those items that you really will look at.
Sounds good to me.
Tonight.
Thanks.
We'll come back with more here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Saved by the Bell? Oh, the break.